Hello, welcome back. Today is another new concept of an episode. I was going through my old SAT vocabulary. I know, it's been a while. It's been actually 4 years, 5 years. It's been a long time since I've taken the last SATs. But here's the thing. I used to know most of these words. Now I look back at them, I forgot all of them. So I am going to do work on vocabulary. I actually already did. I looked at about probably like 50 words, maybe 30 words maximum. And I will be going over just 5 words that I forgot, so that this can be helpful for you as well. And you're welcome, because the next time you are talking with a person and want to sound smart, you can use these. Also, you don't want to always just try to look smart, but you know, at least be able to understand what people are saying. Usually people tend to get a broader vocabulary by reading magazines and things like that, but who are we kidding? At least I don't read, and so I'm making up for that lack of reading right now by going over the vocabulary and speeding up that process of learning the words of the English language. So here we go. I will be first reading the word and then the definition. Diffident. What does diffident mean? Diffident means lacking self-confidence. Pam's diffident demeanor is characterized by her shuffling walk and lack of eye contact. Diffident. I used to be a diffident young child, but now I try my best to reach out to other people and talk and make friends. So that is diffident. It's the synonym is being hesitant or unconfident. Diffident, right? It sounds like different. So I don't know why it would be shy. So that's a very interesting word. I used to know what this meant, but I forgot. So this is really important. And what I want to also do, this is something I'm just thinking of right now, is looking at the etymology. So here we go. Diffident comes from the Latin of diffident, failing in trust. So there is a Latin word called diffident, so it is literally Latin, diffident, which is failing in trust. Interesting. So it's lacking confidence or trust in someone or something. That's why if you're losing trust in someone else, you are kind of losing trust in yourself. And that word comes from defeater, with the D-E-R-E. And that is the, I guess, combination of dis and fider, which is to trust. So you do not trust. Dis means not, right? So not trusting. Not trusting in yourself, not trusting in others. So that's diffident. Very interesting. We went very in-depth about this word, but let's go on. Dilatory. How do we say dilatory? I don't know. I'm going to look up my phone as soon as I can find where my phone is. Oh, here it is. And just see what it is. I'm going to say, look up dilatory. I'm using Siri right now, dilatory. Yes, take your moment. And the definition for dilatory is tending to delay or procrastinate.
Sure. Translate into which language?
No, I don't want...
Hello.
Okay. Siri is talking to me in a weird manner. So, we are going to go to a dictionary. Like a normal person. And then look it up. Dilatory. Dilatory. Oh, my family's back. So it means tending to delay or procrastinate. And the sentence is, Kristen took a few dilatory steps toward the dentist's office before running away. Ah, we understand that. So let's hear the...
Dilatory.
Okay, so that's how you pronounce it. Dilatory. So that's how you pronounce it. Dilatory. And Kristen took a few dilatory steps towards the dentist's office before running away. Synonyms are dallying and delaying. Dallying is a cool word. Dallying. You see the kids dallying with dandelions. I don't know. So dilatory, not dilatory, but dilatory. The etymology comes from, it is late Middle English, and it comes from dilatorius, which is delaying. It's late Latin. And then dilator comes from, which means delayer in Latin. And then dilat, D-I-L-A-T, which means deferred. And deferred, and D-I-L-A-T, dilat, comes exactly from deferre, which is probably defer. So that's interesting. Dilatory. If I make my own sentence, it would be something like, you know, don't be so dilatory in doing your work. Don't procrastinate, because that will come back and bite you. Now, next word, spurious. Spurious. Oh, I've heard of this a lot, but I don't remember what it means. So spurious means not genuine, authentic, or true. Not genuine, authentic, or true. Spurious. Joe's spurious $100 bill didn't fool the bank teller. So spurious is something that's fake. False. Those are the synonyms. False or fake. Spurious. Spurious. And then let's look up the etymology for that. I don't always do this, but I just thought it would be a cool thing. It would be easier to remember when I remember like the etymology and things like that. But spurious etymology comes from, spurious is born out of wedlock. Interesting. What? Born out of wedlock? Wait, what is born out of wedlock? Wait, what is wedlock? Is being married. What does it mean that, what? I don't understand. Why would it be that being born out of wedlock is fake? Born out of wedlock. You know, if someone knows the answer to this, please let me know. Oh, what? Huh. Born of married or unmarried parents. Oh, I see, I see. Born out of wedlock. Oh, okay. Because you can be either born in or out of wedlock. And if you're born in a wedlock, born in wedlock, that means you were born by married parents. Whereas if you're born out of wedlock, you are born by parents who had not married. And so this is kind of racist. No, it's not racist, but it's prejudicial and judgmental. But that's where the meaning comes from. Yep, this is, you know, people thought of that, and that's a religious and moral judgment there. So being born out of wedlock meant something was fake or spurious, and that word came from the spurious, S-P-U-R-I-U-S, which means false. And the English, not prefix, what's the prefix? Oh, suffix? What's a suffix? Oh my goodness. See, I'm here learning a lot of things. Suffix is the morpheme added at the end of a word to form a derivative. Like Asian, phi, ing, itis, itis, things like that. Senioritis is a suffix. But here's the thing. My question is, there was something else. There was postfix. What is postfix? No? Wait, isn't there something called prefix? Prefix, postfix, maybe? No? Is that not a thing? Oh well. Anyways, so there's a prefix and there's a suffix. But spurious is a Latin word that means false. Interesting to know. So spurious comes from being born out of wedlock. And I can say the birth certificate of the adopted son was spurious. But his identity was not. something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to like use that context into this sentence. Spurious, being fake, and maybe being out of wedlock. But, you know, nowadays you can have single moms and people who are born out of wedlock who are still not spurious in this sense, in terms of their identity and things like that. So this is just the etymology. I know people are very sensitive, and but you know, that's exactly where the etymology comes from. So I'm just saying, and this is something interesting to learn about. Okay, next word, potentate. See, I definitely need to look up I definitely need to look up the pronunciation for this.
Potentate.
Okay. Potentate is a person who possesses great power, a ruler. Potentate. Makes sense. Potent means something that's powerful. So potent is probably has an etymology of, you know, having power, and a ruler has power. So that's interesting to think about, and not too surprising. You could, at some point, you can start to predict the meaning of words just through other words that you know about. So potentate. The queen was a gentle potentate and called for an end to the beheadings. How generous. But he was a gentle potentate. So usually maybe you are not a gentle potentate. You kill people and things like that. But potentate is a synonym for leader and ruler. Potentate. And potentate comes from late Middle English. Potent. I was right. English comes from potent. But there is also Latin origin. Potentatus means dominion. Oh, potentatus means dominion, which is something similar to power, right? Potentatus, being able to dominate something, and rulers dominate, right? And then it comes from the actual word potent. It is a Latin word, which is being able or powerful. So potent is the word origin. Now, we have two more left. We're almost there. I know, it gets a little bit boring, but these are really good things, tried and true things that will help you in your life. So, you are welcome, and you are doing this work in an easy and fun manner. So, I am just giving you them in bite size so that you can learn these every once a week or so. Or maybe every day. I don't know. I don't know exactly when I'll be or how often I'll be uploading these, but we'll see. Contrive. Next word is contrive. What do you know what contrive means? I don't know what contrive means. I mean, contrive, maybe it's like making something. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, you're right. To plan or scheme. So this was a relatively easier one. I should have known this. Contrive, to plan or scheme. The mystery writer contrived a clever plot. So making something, but it's really planning or scheming something. So it's a little bit different from what I thought. But the general idea is right. And so synonyms are to devise and invent, contrive. Now, let's just make sure that this is a actual word pronunciation that's right. So contrive. I am looking it up with my voice recognition. I know technology is pretty crazy nowadays.
Contrive.
Contrive is correct. Now, I'm going to look at the etymology, contrive. Why don't I have an etymology here? Let's go and see this one. So, contrive comes from controve, early 14th century, and contrive. That means to manage or plan or scheme. It comes from the old French, controver. I don't know any pronunciations of French, but controver, C-O-N-T-R-O-V-E-R, controver. And that means to find out, contrive, imagine. And that comes from late Latin. So everything really comes from late Latin, it seems. Contropare. Contropare. C-O-N-T-R-O-P-A-R-E. To compare. Whoa, that's pretty interesting. Via a figure of speech. And it's from com, which is together, right? You know the con, like in Spanish, it's something together. And trope, pare, which is actually from the word tropus, which is song, musical. So, and tropus is from the Greek tropos, figure of speech. And therefore, it's something together with this song or figure of speech. Interesting. The meaning was invent with ingenuity and changed to invent falsely. So that's interesting. Invent with ingenuity, and it was changed to invent falsely. Interesting. Okay. So it was from French and then originally from Latin, and it means to invent something. So I guess you're together and writing a musical or a figure of speech. So you're inventing something. You're planning, you're scheming. That's the original meaning. So I can say, I contrive to go to the grocery store today because that is a task that is hard for me and I have to plan for it meticulously with detail, if you didn't know what that meant, so that I get to it on time, get all the material I need, and get out by the time I want to. Next and last word. I know this was a long one. It was hard. It was hard for me. I hope it wasn't as hard for you. I'm trying to make this easier for you. But the next word and last word is implacable. Oh, this is easy. Actually, I kind of know this. But implacable is like being unable to be satisfied, I think. I'll check. And yes, not to be appeased or pacified. See, everything's coming back now. Implacable, implacable. An implacable opponent, Bobby, was aggressive even after the match. So he can't be appeased or pacified. Implacable. So maybe you have a dog and say, you know, I had an implacable dog whose hunger could not be quenched or something like that. Synonym was adamant and relentless. He was adamant in doing something. He was very stubborn or had kept to his guns, I guess. Relentless, just being persistent and things like that. So, you can say another maybe example is boss. My boss is just completely implacable because he always wants me to do more work and wants to pay me less. I don't know. That's just an example. You should always be thankful to your boss. This was What's Up with Jessup. I hope this helped you learn more things, and I will see you next time.
What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.